You're listening to Subsound Radio. We bring you streaming and live broadcasting from the capital. This is the El Arpa Podcast. Can you go blind if you tickle yourself? Questions like this and more answered on the El Arpa Podcast. Joining me in studio is Maria. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Fantastic. So everything okay?
Okay, all right.
That's a clue to what we're talking about after the break. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Archaeologist, following the footsteps of her favorite movie archaeologist, Indiana Jones.
What?
Never stops talking about him.
I don't think so.
So welcome back to the podcast. You've missed so much. It's been snowing in Madrid today. Mm-hmm. 2 days ago, we were literally in Capriccio Park, taking in the sun, short sandals, shark necklaces, and flowery Hawaiian shirts. But the weather's changed. So global warming at its finest. Or worst, depending on your perspective. I did hear Donald Trump say the other week, that, you know, we can leave a little bit of the environment, but we don't have to save all of it. So if you like 2% of the environment back,
how'd you do that?
I have no idea. I don't think he does either.
Something to do with polar bears.
I wouldn't bank on that. But what we will do, we'll focus on the things that we do know after the break. So check out our video on YouTube of our food bank, which has been up and getting so many views. I think, and also we've done another about linkers and connectors, a little bit of a surreal twist.
Mm-hmm.
Surreal if you like it, terrible if you don't. So we're going to be making a new video next week if the weather holds out. If it's not a blizzard or a flood or a volcano or a plague of locusts, we're going to be cycling down Cayo de Cala, which has like 7,000 door numbers.
Not quite, but 600
or something. Yeah. And we're going to be doing a little bit of history on that. You found out some interesting and saucy stories about that during the week.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I had no idea what you were talking about. Yeah, some popular culture. Some kind of... What?
You really added to our knowledge on that one.
No, well, I don't want to give it all away. This is only the first part.
Yeah, but tell the story about the lapels or the badges or the...
Ah, yes, it's a famous song from a, well, kind of like small opera. I don't know what to call it.
Operetta?
Yes, I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure it was a word. Okay. It's a flower seller that puts flowers in...
flower pots?
No.
Mafia funerals? No.
It's a flower seller.
Sheller. Okay.
That puts tuberose?
Like brooches or something. I don't know.
How do you pronounce this flower? Tube rose.
I actually don't know.
Really?
Yeah, okay, for the sake of the podcast, I do understand. No, it's okay. We can keep this. This can go in.
It's an operetta.
Yeah, okay.
With tube roses.
Ah, of course.
Great sentence. I know what he will understand.
Ah, wow. Okay, sounds good. There was a song about a woman in Ireland who was a fish seller, but in reality, she was a bit of a prostitute.
Okay.
Is this what's happening in this shop as well?
Not quite, but well, let's say that she works in a kind of like cabaret, and a relative of hers comes over from the provinces to see how she's doing. And then she has to, like, pretend that she's doing something else.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe next podcast we can do one from a cabaret show.
Yeah. Really?
I guess I know. Okay, well, we're going to take a break now.
Mm-hmm. And we're so tired.
Yes, it's been a long, snowy day. But you know what? There's another great song I love from Spain.
Which one?
Means there's three things in life. Salud.
Oh.
Nero and well, some more.
Yes. It's all from the same out of the same bottle.
Exactly. So momentarily we shall see you and continue with more of this nonsense. recording. Okay. So I'm sorry. This new system of you giggling as an indication that we're on air. That hasn't been trialed properly yet. Okay. So Dr. Correas in the house. That man's had a heart attack, but you can't help him because you're an archaeologist. You're in a lab today and last week working with clay plots. clay pots.
Yeah. I love writing clay plots. They're so entertaining, you know.
Not as entertaining as you think. You were in a laboratory.
Yes.
Which
is a similar lab.
Were you in a Garnier laboratory working on the perfect shampoo and conditioner? What were you doing then? What? Just tell me.
No, well, I was just taking some samples of some pottery from Egypt.
Well, you're really selling this.
Well, what do you want me to say? Okay, you know, you get the piece of pottery, it's the best you've seen in your life, you dunk it in the epoxy resin.
Would be a start. But, like, for example, you're doing this, and not to go philosophical on you, but why?
God. And why not?
Like, you met my philosophicalness and you raised me one. But you're doing this, you're going to Ibiza.
Ibiza? No, I'm going to Ibiza.
Yeah. And in between hardcore drug sessions and all night dancing.
And DJ.
And DJ sessions, yeah. Mm-hmm. Say hello to David Guetta. What are you going to be doing there?
I'm gonna be taking some photographs of objects there to create 3D models that then you can check in. Is that not exciting enough? Come on,
fine.
Like, am I not selling it?
3D
models, you know, objects at your fingertips.
Because you are the only person in Spain who can make 2D objects into 3D. Is that true?
That's not true at all.
Okay, so what did you tell me before? You have a qualification in it?
I do.
You have a certificate?
Yes.
Okay, but other people in Spain might have that.
Yeah, a few.
Okay. So that's why you're going. You're the 3D person.
I am, yes.
Okay, and for example, judging by the clay, you can find out where it's come from, right?
Yes. You can see where the...
And as we all know, the Palestinians loved exporting it. Is that true?
Yes, there was a lot of Palestinian exports in ancient times. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in Cypriot and
in Cyprus.
Yeah, and Greek. Cypriot and Greek exported to Egypt also.
Oh, really? Okay. Did Egypt just take all the clay and not give anything back, or did they produce anything into the global?
No, they also produced, of course.
What clay? Its own clay.
Yeah, their own like.
Who pottery, the, yeah. Who had the best clay?
Well, I don't know. The Cypriot vases are quite appreciated.
Oh, really?
For example. Yeah. But there are many.
I'm not too keen on the Cypriot ones.
You know?
No, the Palestinian ones are kind of more up my street. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
What can they do to us?
No.
Small divided islands. Glad I'm not from one of those. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
Nobody knows what we're talking about.
Ireland. That was an Irish joke, for example. Speaking about Spanish culture. So, we're talking about Spanish culture, aren't we? Yes, we are. So, you brought me two Spanish books in the last week. One of them is Jaime Gil de Viedma, Las Personas del Verbo, from the Círculo de Lectores, Galaxia Gutenberg. That's my Spanish
this
accent.
This is not a Sesame Street announcement, but it could be. This is far and this is close.
Well, we have time to kill, so I could read the back cover. I was reading some of it. It's quite interesting, though. It's a lot of poetry, obviously. I'm going to just gonna pick a random one, for example. And I'm going to read just like a small verse of it, for example.
For example.
Actually, maybe you should do it, because you have a nice, soft Spanish accent from León.
From León.
Something about lagrimas, tears there. Oh, I'm not going to read that, but depressing.
No, that's depressing.
For example, el miedo sobreviente. So, the fear over wind. Is that what it means?
Sobreviene, comes over. Yeah.
Comes over, over wind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you want to read it?
Just read the first verse.
El miedo sobreviene en oleada. Inmóvil, de repente aquí se insinúa. Las construcciones conocidas... And then I can't read anymore because the rest is in the next paragraph and you've told me only the first paragraph.
Y fíjate las posibles.
Because las posibles consecuencias previstas, but that's already the second paragraph.
Okay. Wow, that was mind-blowing. I think I've heard your voice in a Rabat video.
No, it wasn't me. It's just a rumor.
Your Bollywood teacher said you have a mellifluous, melodious, soft, sweet voice. So what's going on here?
Yeah. What's going on? Well, the this is quite good. Fear takes over.
Yeah.
As a wave, you know.
Yeah.
Still wave. And suddenly it's here. And yeah, all the decisions that you've ever taken become obscure.
Wow.
Talk about not getting depressed with the tears.
Okay, so yeah. You realize we still are on the podcast, so you flicking through the pages will have to be accompanied by you talking also.
Okay, well.
In el nombre de hoy, in the name of today.
26 de abril y 1959, domingo.
De nubes con sol, a las tres, según en sentencia del tiempo. De la tarde en que doy principio a este ejercicio en pronombre primero del singular indicativo.
So believe it or not, all he said there is the date and I.
Oh yeah,
what? That's the summary.
Who is this guy?
He's a poet.
Well, clearly.
Yeah.
Why'd you give me the book?
Well, first of all, I didn't give it to you. It's mine.
Well, you're lending it to me.
Here, you have something in... You like your Catalan? There you go.
Oh, Jesus, be careful with that. Fucking murder me here.
Barcelona ya no es buena.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
En los meses de aquella primavera, ¿no?
De aquella primavera, that's it, yeah.
Pasaron por aquí, seguramente, más de una vez. Entonces, los dos eran muy jóvenes.
Y tenían...
I can write it. Jesus. Okay, now I'm looking at from a distance and an angle.
Do you want to light your finger underneath just to make sure where you are?
Okay.
Keep your point.
Y tenían de Chrysler amarillo y negro.
Es el Chrysler.
It's a Chrysler.
El Chrysler.
It's an American car.
El Chrysler.
It's a Chrysler.
Es amarillo, so it's Chrysler.
It's a Chrysler.
Whatever.
Okay. Spiderman.
Chris.
Is he South American?
Chris is. No, of course not. Come on. What are you talking about?
Because he's talking about like Chryslers. You know, we South Americans always talk about Americans and all that
stuff. No, it's talking about Barcelona.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And basically, the only one we're not reading is the one that I actually bookmarked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Oh, well. Judging my title doesn't seem to apply to us anyway.
Look. Certainly not. Wordsworth.
Wordsworth.
You like him.
Shades. Oh, I can read this easily. Shades of the prison house begin to close upon the growing boy, but he beholds the light, and whence it flows, he sees it in his joy. The youth, who daily farther from the east, must travel, still as nature's priest, and by the vision splendid, is on his way attended. At length the man perceives it die away, and fade into the light of common day.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow, you read so well.
Ah, well, even though he's English, he does speak to me. And you brought me another book as well, which is for me to borrow.
Yes.
The Collar of the Neanderthal.
I
flicked through. It's basically a history of Neanderthals.
well done. In colors. It's not the colors, though. It's the necklace.
Oh, a necklace.
Yeah.
Necklace of the Neanderthals. So it's talked about glaciers as well. So is there, because I haven't read it properly, I'm reading about Escobar.
Yeah.
Escobar,
yes.
Yeah, it's an interesting story.
True.
They should make a Netflix show about it. And so it's talking about the history of Neanderthals.
Mm-hmm.
You've read it cover to cover.
I did a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of like one of the first books I bought.
Is he famous in the English speaking world, in the field of this period of history?
That man in particular?
Yes.
The writer? No, well, he's the director of a very famous excavation in Spain, in Burgos, which is basically has the oldest hominids, or what was at the time believed to be the oldest hominids in Europe.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and so he's a bit of an authority on this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. He's quite famous. He's quite well known, but internationally, maybe amongst the people that are interested in prehistory, and you know.
Oh, well, it's yeah. It seems quite easy to read. Did he really dumb it down for the layman?
No,
and laywoman.
Well, I mean, it's not for dummies for sure. You need to have an interest, but
yeah.
But yeah, I think it's quite a good read. You know, when you
yeah.
Probably now it's a little bit outdated.
What? But the end has been dead. They're still dead. Why could get
but
out
I've been digging for. I bought these like I don't know when I started university, like 2001.
Yeah.
And they've been digging ever since. So.
Yeah.
You know.
So they found new information.
Yes, for sure. This is why I'm saying that before they were, but now it's debated whether like this they're actually the oldest. But in case there's any prehistorians, I don't want to get too much into it because I probably got it wrong.
And you know what's not debatable? Seamus Heaney is still dead.
Is he now?
He is. Yeah, that was a point of contention earlier off air when you thought he was still alive.
R.I.P.
For some reason, and R.I.P. Martin McGuinness has to be said. This has been the long and winding podcast. Beatles reference for the band that you also hate.
Yes.
And we'll be with you in part 3 to continue this journey into the unknown. I don't know what we're talking about and where we're going.
None of the things that we were going to talk about. Okay.
Exactly. Tickling yourself again. Or indicating that we're recording.
It was indicating we were recording.
I can't believe you think that you can tickle yourself. That's physically impossible. But what's not impossible is our next podcast, which will be next week. Our video.
Or the week after.
Pending. Well, yeah, we'll wait for that. And also our video on Kai Alkala. And of course, it's going to be the Easter break. So I think we can do something related to that. I want to go to see.
Remotely, even.
I want to go see one of those, you know, silent marches, processions in Valladolid, because that's where it gets really, like, intense.
Do you want to go and see that?
Yeah, I think I would. Okay. I'm not going to, but.
But you would like to.
Yeah, I think.
No, you can watch it on TV.
I'm not going to watch it on TV.
It's very peaceful.
Have you been to one?
I have been to when I was little. I was forced to go every year.
Can you answer my question? Why do Spanish people kind of smugly think Ireland is the Catholic backwater when this happens every year?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but I was surprised to see that Ireland is one of the other few countries where parades of like Virgin and Mary and Saints actually exist.
We don't really march to
Virgin. You have them.
We don't.
You do.
I'm Irish. You've never lived in Ireland. You've never lived in Ireland.
I've seen it in a movie.
What movie? Dario Gill and the Little People.
No, seriously, I have seen it. They exist. Or it existed. Or in the 50s.
Okay. You have a problem with like reading books from 2001 and taking your information from movies from the 50s.
Okay, well,
yeah, I wasn't born in the 50s. No, we're going to keep this in. The world needs to know.
As your dad.
All
right, as your mum. No, as your dad.
They wouldn't know. They're senile.
Whatever.
Well, okay. Okay, so yeah, we'll have that Easter podcast before Easter, obviously. Wouldn't make sense to have it after. And we'll be keeping you up to date with the other stuff that we have on the menu. Find us on Twitter. What's our handle?
LARPA1.
Because we're number one.
Yes.
Don't you ever forget that.
Number one.
Okay, well, this is Enda signing off.
And Maria giggling away.
Which is the symbol for ending the broadcast, no?
Yes, exactly.
Well, you should just do right that, didn't you? You're listening to Soapsound Radio. We bring you streaming and live broadcasting from the capital. This is the El Arpa Podcast.